At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
No, she took today off.
Oh, okay.
That's why I wasn't tripping no more, okay. Because she's at home. She's going to go pick him up.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, you know,
I was getting
whatever.
Scared.
No, if it was me, like if Kendrick was here, I'd be like, let's wrap this up. But she didn't go to work. So I was like, she went to the gym. She's going to start going to the gyms in the morning. So she went to the gym and then got back and was like, I ain't feeling it. I ain't going in. And I was like, all right. That's a beauty of, like what Tony was talking about last episode. It's like, as much as we like to fuss and complain, at the end of the day, though, when stuff comes up, whether it's a bill or whatever, like I have it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not like, it sucks. But like, if your kid comes to you and needs something on a bill comes, something needs to be fixed, and you got it. It's like, but I had it, so I can't really.
That's the blessing, man.
Yeah, that's the blessing. I had it.
He hit me with that, and that has shut a lot of people down. 4,300.
Yeah.
He told me, and the way he rolled up with the request, he's like, "I hate to ask you this," you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, "All right," and then I sent it. And then I made sure that I wanted him to pay for it himself. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted him to, I was like, how do you pay for it in terms of, I'm going to send you the money, you handle
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do it, yeah.
And so he figured it out because he was like, oh, I need to send the electronic check. I'll send him the straight face because I had already sent him the money. So I'm like, you should have looked that up before, you know, we did. And then he figured it out and paid it. And I was like, because I was just like, can you get registered for your next semester, you know, still owing on the balance? He's like, nah. I was like, all right. And so I just sent it. You know, and so that's why I do all this hustling that I've been doing. It's for moments like that. Even when Serene needed the car, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Sent the money.
And that's why I'm big on, he'd be like, what? You know, you can't take it with you. What about saving for stuff like that? It's not for just to hoard your money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It is just because stuff happens and it's good to have it there. To be able to do what you
I'd rather have that than me struggling to find, because I was just taking trips and buying frivolous
it's just
shit.
That I didn't need, that you didn't want. Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't hurt to have stuff stashed away from me.
It's expensive just to live.
Yeah.
And it's not even taking trips. It's just paying rent and paying car notes. And, you know, if your tire goes out, here it goes, $500.
Yeah,
right,
and I don't know why people act. Oh, that's a whole 2
even
minutes.
Even rolling.
Damn,
the whole,
that's hella.
I
long.
Knew it was rolling this time.
I didn't.
I was in on it.
That's hella long.
I felt like
cool.
I was
that's
in the club.
Damn.
We back, y'all. As you can see, we back again with another episode of Daddy Issues. Cam on the sneak tip, but I saw him that time.
That was long.
I was in on the joke. Yeah. We back, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, what
Keon
we was talking
out
about.
Here. Maya on the ones and twos.
What's up, everybody?
We still parents. I was just talking about, we were just talking about being able to provide for our children when we need it. Because me and Keon, and Keon's even worse than I am. We get accused of, like, you know, being cheap or not. I'm not living life because I'm not out here vacationing for fun or doing trips and, you know, doing all this stuff. You just hoarding the money, you know, get a new car. But for me, you know, I'd rather get my boys a car, make sure they're good on college. You know, my car is still running, so, you know, when it dies, then I'll get one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ain't putting in on your bills.
That's what I don't like.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me what, and you out here, I'm not struggling. So, at the end of the day, my frugalness is paid off.
Mm-hmm.
When something happens, in life, something always happens.
Always comes
and
up.
And when something happens, I have it. It sucks, but at least I have it.
Yeah.
It's because I put aside or whatever, or... And you can have your fun. It should that even that should be planned.
I'll
you
be having
just,
fun, man.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't just be randomly like, we just dropped this, especially if you ain't got it. Mm-hmm. I'm all about living within your means. So, like, as my money grows, we do more stuff. It's not that I don't want to do stuff. I'm just like, I'm not going to sacrifice this vacation to have some fun for a week when I know we can't swing it. If you can't swing it, you can't swing it.
Then you'd be stressed when you get back from a little vacation. You're struggling trying to get back to where you was at. Some people that it's worth the trade off. Like they'll struggle and be like, I'm cool with it because I had fun. Now I'm gonna rebuild and do it again. But for me, I like for the fun to not really. I don't want to feel the fun in my bank account.
Exactly.
I'll be like, man, I had a good time in Spain and I'm still good. Like, you know, it was just a little something that I spent and I'm good. There's no struggle and sweating once I return.
Exactly.
And then that's my whole goal.
Your fun should be fun, not a stress on your life, not a sacrifice. And who are you? I just don't understand who people are trying to impress with this. A lot of times people do stuff like that because they, you know, they don't want to be the one left out or they don't. If you can't do it, you know how many, especially at this age, you take a lot of either couples trips or group trips, you know, you're older or whatever. If I can't swing it, I just can't swing it. I'll catch y'all on the next one. It's not a big deal. I'm not embarrassed. I don't give a damn. Because then you come to find out two other people in the group couldn't swing it either. But they was trying to keep up. It's like, why?
The keep up with the Joneses ain't never been my thing.
It's dumb.
Maybe it was my thing as a kid when I was insecure.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get these Nikes. I got the ugliest Nikes I could get just to get people off my neck with the pro wings.
Tony's whole childhood because it was from roasting.
I'm telling you, Chicago, they roasted you for everything, especially when I moved to an area where they had more money. I was coming in hot with the pro wings, and they was like, look at the – immediately, he got on Eagles, y'all. And then I was like, oh, no Eagles out here, huh? You know. And I was killing where I used to live, when I used to live by Stateway Projects. Then when I moved to 75th, it was not happening. They was like, look at the Eagles.
For a lot of people, they're just throwing money into a hole. Like, you're not going to have fun. Like, if you can't have fun by not spending money, how much money are you going to have to spend to have fun?
Right.
Like, fun shouldn't cost you. I'll be having fun. Yeah.
And granted, our careers are fun. Mm-hmm. Our people be like, you need to go on vacation. Why? I'm in the city all the time. I get to see stuff. I get to leave
the
country.
That is true. We have amazing jobs.
So I don't need to, let's go to this city. You see some on TV. I want to go there. Oh, I was just there. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know. Like, I will say sometimes you are restricted. Like, people be like, oh, you got to go to Japan. I didn't get to do anything. I was on the base. I didn't get to go see. I went to, you know, Seoul, but I didn't get to go see downtown where they did the Olympics and all. And that was 2 hours away. We were on base. They wasn't going to take us. Whatever. But at the end of the day, though, I still saw Japan. I still saw Korea. I got to see some stuff, you know. And with traveling the cities, we get to see a lot of stuff. We get to do a lot of things, meet a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Cruise ships, as much as we clown them ships go all over the world.
They do.
So it's like it gets to a point where I'm not impressed with the Caribbean no more. I've been a bunch of times. Like, okay, cool. Another beach, you know, but.
Nice beach, though. It's a real nice beach.
But after a couple times, you're like.
I want to go where the people be at. Yeah. Like, the people.
Oh, yeah. My family's from the Caribbean. Oh, my God. The beaches in Antigua that you see right to the bottom.
Yeah, I like that.
I want the people spots.
So, like, when we go, like, we're going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, I want to go there, man.
The San Juan or whatever.
When y'all going for fun or you work?
No,
a cruise ship?
Yeah, but they're flying me straight into Puerto Rico.
Oh, you filthy best.
So they flying me straight into Puerto Rico. I get on in Puerto Rico. I get off in Puerto Rico, and then they just fly me back.
See, that's what I want. That one. They keep giving me the same run. You go through Nassau and then.
I'm going, and then I'm doing one out of L.A. So I might bring the whole family on that one because
that's out of LA.
There's no flights.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we can just drive to Long Beach. It ain't nothing to bring your people on and do that. But me and Kylie have decided every ship I do, I will take 2 weeks. But
wait, you don't
come.
Get charged for the people?
Yeah, you do. Oh, but it's, you know, it's discounted and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So we decided that I will take the 2 week cruises, but she'll come one of the weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That way it doesn't feel like, you know.
Right.
And then the more they give me out of Seattle and L.A., well, a flight to Seattle, $120, like, it's nothing. So I'll take them as much as I can on those. But the L.A. one, we really might take them because I ain't got to pay for 3 plane tickets. Come on, let's go.
Why not?
But this is Puerto Rico. She was like, I'm going. I didn't even offer that. She was like, where are your dates? I was like, well, Puerto Rico. I'm going to Puerto Rico.
I'm going.
She was like, are we flying? Where are we getting off? I was like, no, they flying me straight there. I'm going. She already looked at flight. They
I'm
only $300.
I'm going with you, too. I'm being your luggage.
Sir, this is over 50 pounds. Is it? Is it over 50?
You are zipping my eyeballs. Be looking. Zip it back up. Don't you snitch on me. I want to go to Puerto Rico. That's one of my spots, man.
Yeah. That's in January, I think.
I want to go to Cuba. I could have went to Cuba because I did the cruise ship. And Cuba was the spot. And then they was like, you got to get the yellow fever shot. And I was like, oh, well, give it to me. And they was like, you got to pay for it on your own. How much is it? $400. I left. I was like, God damn it. And I just
could
went.
You have gotten that before you left?
Yeah, had they gave me the heads up, I probably could have got it cheaper. You know? But I didn't know I needed it. And I was like, why didn't y'all tell me in advance?
I got to look. I don't need nothing for Puerto Rico, do I?
Well, Cuba, you might not be able to get off now because Trump and them. Yeah. But, like, this is right before that happened.
Yeah.
And I was excited. I was like, woo, Cuba, this is the time machine. And so I was just looking at Cuba from the boat. I was seeing the old cars driving around. I was like, man, I wanted a slice. Yeah, I was
Puerto
pissed.
Rico, we doing?
Yeah, Puerto Rico, January, I definitely bro. Hit up.
It's some vaccines are recommended or required for Puerto Rico. They recommend hepatitis A, hepatitis B, typhoid, rabies, meningitis, polio, measles, mumps, and so the MMRs comes together: the Tdap, the tetanus, diphtheria, and then the chickenpox, shingles, pneumonia.
You gotta get on it.
I don't think. Well, the rabies one is expensive. I don't think it's recommended or required, so I don't think you have to, because technically part of the United States.
Rabies, I'm rolling the dice.
Do not roll the dice on
I'm
rabies.
I'm rolling
Do
the
no,
dice.
No.
Ain't no dog biting me.
It's bats.
Oh, bats?
Bats.
Oh,
bats
shit.
Are the ones you got to worry about biting you.
Yeah, they come here from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Do not roll the dice on rabies. Audience, please.
I didn't know.
I thought it was just like rabid dogs or something like that.
Man, nah.
The bats. And then once the rabies, once you see that you have rabies, it's over.
What do you mean?
You die?
Once you're symptomatic for rabies, they can't do anything else.
You die?
You have to wait like 30 days for it to incubate, and then after that, they'll say, oh, we can treat it or we can't treat it.
No, rabies, you're done.
There's an incubation period to see whether you have it or not.
Oh, okay. What if you have it? Can you survive?
Yeah, but you might have brain
damage. What? You
might have brain damage?
Yeah.
I don't want no part of that. They give me that shot then.
And I like bats, so my dumb ass will be all following them around in the cave, and then you got the rabies. I don't like getting shots though. I don't trust them. I'm like, what you putting in this?
Oh yeah, that was
I'm
a lot. I gotta ask them when I need to get that.
Just told me yellow fever on the ship.
Yeah, if you suspect you've been bitten, go immediately to a doctor.
Oh, of course,
here. Don't wait for and then they will give you all of the 6 shots after the bite. But once you're symptomatic.
Foaming at the mouth.
Ooh, it's bad. It's bad. I know this from an episode of House. I'm joking. I've got Mayo Clinic on.
I was about to say.
The last time
right
now. But yeah, that's something you don't want to mess around with, but it is expensive.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking bats. They come in from the top. Bats are cute. You think bats are cute?
No.
Not the vampire bats. They ugly as hell. I was just talking about the regular bats.
They're like flying rats.
Do you think rats are cute?
No.
You don't like animals. Ain't nobody talking to you.
I don't dislike animals.
You don't like animals.
I used to want a white tiger, and then I thought that
was messed
up.
Everybody wants a white tiger. I'm talking about the regular animals.
Then I thought that was messed up, so I was like, no, I can't keep one. Because they were like, you had to defang them and all that. I was like, nah, I ain't going to do all that. That's messed up.
If I got a tiger, I want the full tiger.
Yeah.
Claws and everything.
I was like, I ain't doing
I want
that.
My life
You
on
ain't
the
seen
line.
My picture where I'm holding the lions and stuff like that, man?
You
don't
like
don't,
it. You like the epic animals everybody likes.
I don't like, I treat people's pets like I do people's kids. I don't like all of them. I just don't like yours. Like some people, dogs be doing too much. I don't like that dog.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But some people's cats be doing too. I don't like your cat. And then there be other people who got animals. I'd be like, this animal chill as hell.
Yeah.
I don't like the animals that be all up in your shit.
Yeah,
because I'm not the guy that's gonna pet you and want you on my lap licking my face and all that.
I'm not real big on dog
that
love
person.
Like that because it's too licky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cats is cool because they just be on you, but it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
dogs,
then the shedding, like now it's all over my clothes.
Yeah.
Like it's the stuff that comes with pets that make me irritated with pets,
mm-hmm.
like the smells in your carpet and all that. But the pets themselves, they ain't do nothing.
Chilling.
Like my dogs, as much as they irritate me, at the end of the day, I don't really have to mop the floor. Whatever they
you be mean to them dogs.
Nah, we be chilling. They've chilled out.
Okay.
They've chilled out.
You had a
so
long
much.
History of just.
Because they was pissing on the carpets constantly, shitting it. That's why. You did something to make me not like you. I don't just walk in the room and be like, the hell with this animal. You did something to me first, and now we got beef. The dog just wasn't like, oh, we was innocent and he just came in snapping. They did enough things over the years where I'm like, all right, guys, my leash with you, no pun intended, is short.
Mm.
But now they be chilling. They, whatever the boys spill on the floor, they eat up. They chill. We left them by themselves in San Diego when we went.
Oh, okay.
We filled up their food and water because we got the doggy door now, so they can go in and out.
Oh, yeah.
All I did was close all the bedroom doors. We covered the couches, and then we was like, y'all have it.
When y'all came in, was they excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and the couches was, you could tell they be sitting on it. He waits for us to leave to get on them damn couches.
Mm-hmm.
So when we going far, we cover the couches. I'm like, I know he's going to get on them. I know he is. And he don't make eye contact when we leaving. Because he knows I'm about to get on these goddamn couches.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're walking out the door, he'd be like the door's this way. She'd be looking at us like leaving, like, y'all leaving? He'd be like.
He's like, when they close that door, this couch.
That door, I'm on the couch.
You know what's about to happen to this couch? All butt cheeks.
And so we just put the sheets over the couch and whatever. And I put them on purposely, like, with it still straight.
Yeah.
So I can see if they've been on it. And sure enough, it'd be dents all. I'd be like, these motherfuckers.
I love it, man. Animals be sneaky, and it's funny to me.
They like kids.
And and it's funny how they all got different personalities. Like, I can see that with the cats already. Midnight is just, he's weird, man. He be sitting, he be laid out, cocked open. He just be on his back. And then most of the time when you touch a cat's stomach, they be like, hey, man, look out. He be like, yeah, get in there. He be in the sink.
Yeah, everything, I saw that video.
Everything I'm doing, like, watching me do it, like, yeah, you cleaning my litter box, yeah, oh, you putting it in the toilet, he be looking in the toilet, and then when I go to the sink, he hop up there, I'm like, man, you nosy, he just be all in the mix.
That's your familiar, that black cat's your familiar.
That's my guy, though, he just be posted up, and then he just be stuff where he be pushing it to the limit, like, they're not allowed in our bedroom, and so Dapper will sit at the door, like, yeah, I want to go in there, but I know y'all don't really want to be in there. So he'd be chilling. Midnight be like, well, I know I ain't supposed to be in there, so, you know. But he'd be looking. And then if he get a moment, he'll try to run in. I'm like, just stop, bro. We see you.
Why aren't they allowed in the bedroom?
Just because Sabrina's allergic, and so we don't want
to
have.
Hold on. Y'all got cats, and she's allergic to cats?
She's allergic.
Why'd y'all get the cat?
She wanted pets so bad. And she knew I wanted cats, so she's like, I'm going to just take the L. And so she been thriving through the allergy. And she's always been allergic to animals, but she was like, I love animals, though.
Was she allergic to my cat? Because a lot of people aren't allergic to my cat, even despite the long hair.
I feel like we only been to your place, like, what, 2-3 times?
Sabrina? Out here putting her life on the line.
Oh, okay. You're not allergic anyway.
I'm not allergic, yeah.
So you're good with blackjack, but...
Yeah, so life on the line for these animals, man.
What? I never knew
that. But she be wanting to come in the room, you know what I mean? But it's just funny because they be by the door. They be laying against the door, you know, because sometimes the AC be on. They feel like cool. Open the door, they be like, what y'all doing?
She got cats that she's allergic to. That's hilarious.
That's love. That's true love.
Oh, man. She loves ridiculous. Them. But they funny, man. They funny. I wish they would help me with the groceries when I'm coming in, though. They just be in the way, man. I'm like, move, man. And Midnight, he's black, so sometimes I can't see him when I come in. He'd be standing there.
I used to work at a bar, and this guy came in with a huge black eye. It was like the worst I'd ever seen. And he's a regular, so I said, what's going on with you? And he said, my cat got in front of my feet, and I tumbled over and I hit a stool with my face.
Ooh.
Jesus.
You gotta really watch out for that. Don't be afraid.
And from that point on, that animal would catch hell from me.
See?
Yeah,
it's because you.
It was fine. Yeah, and then from then on, I'd be like, move your ass out the way. Like, I would have no more patience after that.
Don't slip. I'd be fussing at the cats. I'm the type of person that, you know, Keon might be saying, I talk to the animals. Like, I'd be talking to them like they're human.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, man, what y'all doing out here? What was you just doing? And then they'd be looking, you know. And so every time I come out, I always got something to say. So when Midnight is watching me, sometimes I got to close the door on him when I'm cleaning the bathroom because he'd just be in the way. I'd be trying to sweep. I'd be like, move, man. And he'd be like, what you doing, though? I'd be like, oh, yeah. How the kids like the dogs?
So Kendrick used to beat them. And then now they're just nice to them. Like, they're just like Keelan to come home from school. He'd be like, where's Rocky? Where's Pumpkin?
Mm-hmm.
And they pet him and they'll be nice. But they like, I think they be purposely dropping food sometimes just to see them.
Yeah.
They're like, Rocky Pumpkin. But the dogs don't listen to them. So they be trying to come, and like, if they spill something, they like, come, you know, eat it, but they don't listen to them. So they just be like, I'll just wait for him to tell them.
Yeah, kids be gibberish.
And then the kids, like, even when they're telling them, like, because they eat at their little table, where the dogs can reach up and steal their food. So every time they eat, they be like, get out of here. But the dogs just be like, are we supposed to leave? And I'm like, go sit down. And they be like, oh, sorry. We'll just wait for the scraps.
What's the story of those dogs? Kylie already had them?
She had them when
before
I met
y'all
her.
Moved in together? Yeah, so how
I
old
met
are
her,
those dogs?
They're old. They, she had them. She said she got them when she was like a freshman in college. And had no business getting them because dogs weren't allowed in her room. I mean, in the dorms. They weren't. And she just got them on some Kylie. I'm just going to do this hype and got the dogs that she couldn't take care of. She couldn't, you know. And that's why the older one was a baby for so long because she, you know, she was always picking him up because he's crying all the time, blah, blah. So then when I came along, like, they used to sleep in the bed with her, shut that down.
Yeah.
They used to do all kind of on the furniture, shut that down. Now they lay in their beds and on their pillows and that's it. They don't get in the bed. They don't get on the furniture. They don't get on. When I walk in the house, they be like, oh, let me act like I'm doing something. Let me. They don't do none of that no more. I was like, hell no.
I'm not big on sleeping with the pets.
That's nasty, man. They be outside, my bed, yo. And you know, like.
I mean, you could come up there and like sit regular, like we can kick it for a little bit, but
not where I sleep. I don't even like wearing my outside clothes on the bed.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't like none of that. And I'm like, just whatever you brought outside, I don't want that where I sleep.
Some dogs is 10 and up.
Yeah, they're old.
Man, they
still kicking. But one of them, we think, lost a tooth, so that's how old they are. Because he was like, you see that missing tooth? I was like, how the hell that happened?
Old age, man.
Yeah.
Sabrina's dog is super old.
Yeah.
He's like a good 16.
Ooh, wow. He's still here?
He's still, Nabisco.
Big dog, little dog.
He's little. Mm-hmm. Those little
Both of these dogs are little. Yeah.
Oh, they're small? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Rocky should be dead after that dog chewed his ass up, but he... He lived.
Rocky, man. It's tough. Yeah,
but he deserved it. Like, I for as long as I've known her, I was like, one day some dog's going to chew his ass up because he's always doing something.
Yeah.
Always barking at a dog, running out. Like, when we walk, she can be without a leash because she's just going to chill, walk. But he can't be without a leash because he's going to run up on somebody. Now, this wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
The dog just attacked them, but tore his ass up. Like, he got stuff connected to the, he got tore up.
Yeah, Kati, they had surgery?
Hell yeah, and it was stupid expensive, which made me mad because I had to spend money on dogs that ain't even mine.
Yeah.
So, but what happened with the story was Kati and her mom took the boys to the park and took the dogs, and some guy was letting his son hold the dog, and the dog broke. The kid was little.
Yeah.
And the dog broke off and attacked both dogs, but he only got like Pumpkin on like that back of that leg or whatever. She was fine. But, Rocky got
annihilated.
What made me mad was Kati froze because she also had my brother's pit bull.
Uh-huh.
I was like, let him go. That's what he
right.
do. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I didn't want him. So I was like, you rather have, because she said she picked the kids up first.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what she said. Because I'm like, you seen it. Remember the pit bull?
Yeah.
Brother's pit?
Yep.
Let him go.
Right.
Let him. She was like, what if he killed him? If he dies, he dies. If he killed that dog, oh well.
Right.
That dude shouldn't have been letting his dog out. And then they didn't get the dude's information.
Oh.
She panicked, shut down, worrying about the kids and the dog.
You definitely
got
to get
that. So no information was gotten. Your dog's got chewed up. My kids is crying. No, nothing happened.
I'm getting the info holding the bloody dog.
Yeah.
Let me get all that
nothing
info.
Happened. And then it was just one of them
right
situations
here.
Where like I'm like, this is why, like, I'm trying not to blame her, but I'm like, it took everything I had. Like, y'all can't go nowhere without me because you can't. Like, it took everything. I was just like,
I get the frustration on the
nothing
shutdown.
Happened. And then, like, I got to pay for it because you can't find.
Oh, and I got to pay.
And
for it?
And you had a pit. Like all the things that I'm like, if I was there, how it would have went down. I was just like,
you let the pit.
And my brother, my brother's dog is the nicest dog.
Right? Yeah, he's nice.
But he's been in scuffles because. You know, people doing stupid stuff with their dogs or whatever like that. Like, he's not the aggressor.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'll defend myself.
Though. Right.
And so even my brother was like, why don't you let him go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hold him back. And your dog
getting
shot up.
In her defense, it's tough to let somebody else's dog go in that moment.
I mean, he was living up to 2 years. It was half mine at that point. Let him go.
He was with y'all for a minute.
Let him
go.
He
was a good-looking dog, too.
He was dope. He was
he's
a brindle.
Still alive?
Yeah. He's fat and old now, though.
Oh.
And he, you know, his hips, he old, man, he old.
You know, I got that bum hip, man.
He
how
old.
Y'all doing,
I went, when I went to my brother's house in Vegas, I was like, Crix, what, how did you get so old?
Hey, man. Because
he's
happens.
Like, I think he's like 8 now.
Wow.
So he got the full gray, you yeah. know, dog goatee or whatever. Old. But he get up, his he be like, ah, you know, these hips.
He's still stinky?
No. So the stinky thing was a gland.
Ah.
The pit bulls. It's like they have these glands, and you have to drain them every once in a while,
oh, okay.
and it makes them like secrete. They stink.
Yeah.
So he once we got the pills for it, and the gland drained the glands, and he's fine.
Okay.
But he's just big. He's just fat and old now.
Yeah, he was good looking, man. He had
he
like
was
the
dope.
Little tiger
his coat
stripe.
Was, yeah, his coat. Yeah. He was a brindle. His coat was dope. He was a dope dog, actually.
I'm a fan of pit bulls.
He was a super dope dog.
I'm a fan.
He's a really good dog. But even him, his whole thing was just protective. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'm wrestling with my nieces and nephews, he'd be like, I'd be like, hey, I'm just playing with them, dog.
Yeah.
Like, he's just protective. So
right.
I was like, he would have protected you, the dogs, and them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That dog went, the dog went. Like, you know what I mean?
I used to sleep with a pit bull inadvertently, like my boys, Jamal and Andre. I used to stay at they crib all the time. And they had a pit bull named Dean. Dean be in the living room with me, and then I would sleep on the couch, and I would wake up. Every time I woke up, he was in the covers with me. Every time. Hogging the covers. I'm like, man, come on, Dean. And once I'm already in the sleep, we hugged up at that point. I'm not even going to be like, get out of here. I'm just like, give me the covers, bro. So we was super caked up, man. Dean was my guy, man.
Yeah, I actually liked my brother's dog, Crix. It was just like the stink.
Yeah, he was,
and he was a nosy dog. And I'm like, you too big to be nosy. So I was always tripping over him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go sit down, bro.
That's how Midnight.
Like, he big as hell. I'm like, you can't be just, I can't, if I trip
you can't
over
be
you,
big
I'm falling. Yeah, like, I'm really falling, bro.
Unless
like,
you're going to be helping me with these scoops.
But he's a super sweet dog, and he's still
yeah,
still out here.
I low-key want a pit bull now.
He was nice.
Can you have one
at
your
no
apartment?
No dogs in the apartment, but I kind of want one. I'll be looking at pages on Instagram. I'll be like, yeah, look at, I want a black one. I know they super rare, but I'll be looking.
He was a dope dog. I liked him way better
than
mine.
Pit bulls.
Oh, yeah. I get it, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all can call me. I'm not a fan of little dogs. I'm not a fan.
Annoying.
I mean, they cool and all. You know, I like animals in general, but they at the bottom of my list. They down there.
And people just like to pick them up.
It's just dogs, stop man. Picking, stop babying these
yeah.
animals, man. You're ruining the dog lineage. They're not humans. Stop,
yeah.
stop putting them in clothes and carrying them like babies. I hate it.
Just let them live.
I hate it, man. Let them be dogs in some capacity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's going on, Maya, in these streets?
Well, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tom Bilyeu. He's a big YouTuber.
Mm-mm.
And recently he had a man on named Dr. David Sinclair. And this man's entire life is life extension. And they want, especially Tom Bilyeu, they want to live forever. Have you heard much about biohacking for life extension?
No.
Okay, well, it's scientists and people, mostly men, of means. They want to live longer. And there's ways you can do it now. Like you can exercise a lot. You can restrict calories by a lot. You can do intermittent fasting.
Wasn't that always a thing though?
Yeah, you've always been able to. Like, yeah. If you don't feed a dog or any sort of pet, if you feed them like 30% less, it will extend their lives. So just be kind of grouchy.
Mm.
So obviously, if you
that's
don't
the
eat
trade
enough,
trade off.
Yeah.
They cussing you out. I'm sick of you coming up in here. I'm 107. Like, all right, man, just relax.
But they're working on other things like how to extend the telomeres in your genes. They're looking at different animals like whales, like the bowhead whale that can live to 200 years. And they're really, scientists are really thinking that they can extend human life for hundreds of years.
I am fascinated by how long tortoises live.
They
the sea creatures, like the urchin and stuff like that. They'd be like 400, 500 years. I'm like, what's the secret? I am interested in that. Not from a standpoint of like, man, I just be wanting to know, like, how are you this old?
I wonder what they be thinking. Like, if let's say you a tortoise, you've been around 170 years. You done seen a lot of
you done seen.
Like, they be smoking cigarettes, like, man.
Let me tell you something. Because Prohibition, it was just a different time.
People used to put their bottles on my back. I was like, I can't wait till they end this shit.
Man.
They see different trees, though. You're a tortoise. You see 200 years of trees.
I like the whales. Grass. Like, they was like, I remember when these oceans was pure.
Yeah.
Mm, and now they got all this shit in here. Like, I wonder.
The weather was different.
Yeah.
They got stored.
I wonder what they be, you know.
That's crazy.
What they pass down to their kids.
Tony and Keon, do you want to live forever?
Hell no.
No.
How long do you want to live?
90s.
90s?
If I could be like my papa or like Cottie's grandpa, then yeah.
I want to live as long as I'm still fully functional.
Yeah.
What if you could be fully functional at 150?
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, it all depends, though.
As long as I'm fully, like, you know, I can still, you know, move around on my own, you know what I'm saying? But if I got to be just in the chair, barely hanging on, Tony,
yeah.
Look who's here. And I'm like, oh.
Look who's here. It's always look who's here.
Who's this? I can
150
tap out.
Only if my loved ones are also going to be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be out here at 150 and everybody I know is just gone and I'm just here. Like,
that's why I never wanted to be a vampire.
Like in the Green Mile when he kept living, but he went through two wives. That's two hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kids and everything. Like, that sucks. Like, you just out here by yourself with your mouse and you just living. Yeah, that sucks. Lot. But like he said, if I'm still...
I want to be mad old if I'm still fully functional.
But also, if I still want to be here. A lot of old people, they don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
My papa, he ready to go.
He said that?
He ready to go.
I think about death all the time.
He 95.
Too. 95 is a good
run. That's a fantastic run. And he's still got all his functions and everything. But I think he, because he can't do what he used to do, and just been, he been here for hella long. He's just like...
That's a long 95, man.
So his eyes kind of went because he had glaucoma, and they stopped it, but it already was a lot of damage done, so he can't see as good. He don't travel as much. You know what I mean? He fell in the tub, and he couldn't get it. He needed help out. Like, and I'm sure, like, as a man, you'd be like, man, I don't want nobody helping me out the damn tub. You know what I mean? Like,
see, I don't want that as a man.
And so he's just like, he's just been like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
So now we were like, okay, because when my granny passed, we got everybody, like, most people come to Thanksgiving, Christmas, like, everybody comes. But we made sure everybody came to that particular Thanksgiving, like, everybody came. She died that December. And she was like, I'm out. Yeah. Like, it was like, literally, Obama got elected that year, Thanksgiving. Keith got out the military. I graduated college. She was like, black president, grandkids, I'm done. And she checked out.
She checked out herself. I ain't getting up, yo.
I'm done. And so he's like, he's 95, and he even said, like, he told my auntie, like, I've been having dreams that I passed on. And, like, he's just been talking about death so much, and he never used to.
Mm.
And now he is, and we just like, he might check out. So now we like, this Thanksgiving, everybody's coming just to make sure. Like, we just saw him Sunday. Just a case. But I've been prepping for him for like 5 years. So like when he does go, it ain't going to hit me like when my granny went because I wasn't prepping for that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he go, I'll be like, man, that was a fantastic run.
Yeah.
I have been prepping. Like every time I talk to him, like, you still here? But I've been waiting for that call. He old. But he good though. Like he
95.
We just had his 95th birthday. He was dancing for a little bit. And then he sat down on his knees. You know what I mean? Them bones.
That's
95.
A good run, man.
But I think he's just like, I'm just tired of being here.
I don't want to outlive my kids, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
No.
But what if interested. You all could live?
Oh, yeah. That's fine. We all got to be united.
Yeah.
But if I got to go before, I'm not even ready to lose my mom.
No, my mom's too young. I'm not ready to lose
I'm
my
just
mom.
Not. No. I'm just like, man, can she...
That
you
can
know,
happen anytime.
Leave. Yeah,
anyone
my mom's 54.
Mm-hmm.
Like she
that's
got,
how old
she,
my mom
I'm,
was
I expect
died.
Her for another 30 years, like another 30. And the men in my family surprisingly live for so long. I don't know. Both my grandmas are gone, and my grandpas are still here for some reason. And it's usually the other way around.
Yeah, it usually is.
And
guys
they still,
be like, we out.
They still here, and then Cotty's grandpa is 95. He still be going on hikes and shit though. Like if I could be 95 like him,
that's the old
he,
I want.
But
I
he's
still
like
be able to, you know,
he's like super smart. Like he helped create the atom bomb. Like I walked in on the house one time. He had like a sheet of paper with just math equations, and he was like them along like you see on a board in a movie. Like and then this is how we get the gene splicing. Like he was just doing a page of math, and I was like, what is this? He was like, just keeping the brain sharp.
That, I think
and
that's
I was
so
like,
key.
Damn.
I think that's so key to living long, keeping your brain active, staying active.
And he, so then that later that day, he was like, let's go on a little walk. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a walk. This was a hike.
Yeah.
And he had his little shirt off, titties down, like, you know, he old and skinny. Yeah. But he was moving. And I was like, whoo.
Yes.
Whew! Like, I had to keep up. He I was like moving.
Nice.
And he has his little weights. He works out. Like, he does his weight, keeps his brain sharp. So if I could be 95 like that.
Yes.
Now, he is. He ain't for the bullshit, though. He does get irritated quickly.
Yes.
Like,
this dude is my spirit animal.
He's
man.
Like the kid.
I'm loving this kid.
My Cotty's uncle's the daughter, she was she did something. He just don't have tolerance for the kids, and so she did something, and he was like, what happened to kids being seen and not hurt? He just yelled it out, but he's so old, everybody was just kind of ignoring him, but I was dying.
That's funny.
Because he just yelled stuff out. What about the... And I'd be dying.
Yeah.
And everybody just ignores him like, ah, oh, he's just fussing. I'm like, man, it's funny. Mm. And he tired of y'all. He's sick of y'all.
I like that.
They'd be like, Dad, you want to go? Nah, I'm just going to go back up in my cabin. So he walks up the hill, goes in his little cabin, chills, puts on his sweater.
That's why Clint Eastwood's still alive. He just keep working.
Clint,
keep working.
He looked moving. Disgusting. In that
the mule? He looked mad old in the mule.
I was like,
man,
God.
He's really up there. That's when they really
the,
hit me how
90s,
old
right?
he is.
How old is he?
Like late 80s. What, 89?
He's up there.
Sidney Poitier is like, what, 92?
He looks better, though.
He looks, wait, well, he's black. And then I don't think, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think Betty
how old?
White.
89.
So he's
yeah.
almost
I'm
there
good
in the
90s. Man.
I don't think Betty White or Cicely Tyson are ever going to die.
You talk about living
Cicely
forever.
Cicely Tyson looks good.
You talking about living net. Forever. Look
Betty
no
White
further. Cicely Tyson is
Cicely
always
Tyson.
Old. Not always.
Not always.
Because in that Richard Pryor movie, she looked young.
Yeah,
but
yeah. She
but I feel like she's been old for
so
long.
And they stay kicking.
Mm-hmm. They working.
They kicking.
Working is the key.
Well, that's what they say. They say if you don't like get old and then just like, all right, I'm yeah. old. If you stay active and
stay
keep
on
the brain
move.
Sharp, and you, the, your body's like.
She looks good for an old lady.
She
for
looks fantastic. For 90,
for
she 92, 93? She looks fantastic.
Up there.
Cicely Tyson.
Oh,
Sam Jackson
looks incredible
to be in the 70s.
Keenan Ivory looks incredible.
Years
yes.
old. 94.
She's 94. She looks amazing.
Old,
yeah.
If I could be like that in 94, yeah. Keep it up.
Miss Carol down at my rink is late 80s. She goes skating at least twice a week, and she will not let me have the radio, the sound system before it's my time. She's like, there's two of us here. We each get 45 minutes. She's got her K-pop going. Like,
K-pop?
Yeah. She's young, and she's moving,
yeah,
and she's
man.
Out here
that's
on the
that's
ice.
That's all these billionaires got to do. Get off your ass and do
yeah.
stuff. You'll live to be a 150. Greedy
yeah,
bastards.
You really got to. Okay.
I'm so trying to do cheat codes all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
Sick of y'all.
Okay. Here's a question. What do you think the country would look like today if people who were born in 1819 were still here?
Oh. It'd be funny looking, first yeah. of all. Because the old people back in the day look funny.
Well, let's say they had all these injections. They had all this whale DNA they're putting in. And so they look normal, but they were born in 1819.
How old do they look?
They look 60.
Okay. Man, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
The stories, though. I want to hear the
oh,
stories.
Oh, definitely. That's what I talked to my papa all the time when I was living
I
there just to
hear.
The and he liked telling them too. He's like, oh, yeah, we would go to New
yeah.
York and I'd buy a suit for a dollar.
I like stories,
the
man.
A whole suit for a dollar and then.
The price difference?
Dance. Yeah. And
I
like,
used to ask my mom about the prices all the time. Like when I was a kid, how much was this
yeah.
back when you was a kid? She'd be like, oh, it's like 5 cents. I'd be like,
yeah,
my head explode, my little headless body would drop, and then
now granted what they were making was different, but still, like when I see them old like burger joints, they'd be like, you know, burger and her pop, you know, 20 cents.
Yeah,
like, what?
When I watched that movie about the founder with Michael Keaton about the McDonald's thing,
oh yeah,
and they said the price of what he ordered, I was like, it was cents. It'd be 25 cents.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yeah. man. I felt so bad for the McDonald's brothers. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc, you a real piece of work, even though you already died. But watch that movie, though. I think you'll like it.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
I mean, I'll stream.
Yeah, yeah. The founder with Michael Keaton. Yeah. It's good.
The founder. Mm-hmm. I don't. But hell, we're at an age where we remember stuff. Me and Kylie were talking about the other day. Like, I'm at an age. We watched a movie, and they were smoking indoors. I was like, remember that? Like, you can't do that no more.
I'm glad.
Me too. They were smoking on there. But then we just went down the rabbit hole of stuff. Like, yep. we was in the same movie, you know, nobody had a seatbelt on. I was like, I remember, I was in high school when they made the seatbelt on.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember everybody was so uncomfortable. Like, this isn't.
I feel butt naked without the seatbelt.
Now it's normal.
I feel like.
Now it's normal. But back then when they first started making us do it, we was like, and when they started making kids wear helmets on for bikes and stuff, we weren't wearing no helmets.
We was raw out here.
And then they was like, put on a helmet. So we would take our helmet, and as soon as we bent the corner, we was like, man, we ain't wearing this. Like, but that was like law. I remember when gas was under $1.
You remember that?
I remember 97-cent gas in New Mexico.
When was gas under
$1?
This was
98.
Yeah.
Really?
1998.
Because I remember
it was 97 cents.
I was driving, and it was like 2002-03, and I remember when gas went to like 115, and I thought that was ridiculous. No, and it was 1-0 something when I graduated.
That was outrageous.
And then it went to like 120, and I was like, this gas price is getting out of control.
I'm gonna stop driving.
Yeah, I was
driving
pissed.
At $4 a gallon.
And then I remember when it went up to 250, and I was like, this is insane. Like, you know. If I saw 250 right now, I would cry.
That's what I'd be seeing in other cities. When I go out of town, it'd be 237. I'd be crying.
It's 410 here
it's
now.
It's ridiculous.
Well, mine is, my house is 350.
350?
It's like, if I go to Costco, which is usually the cheapest around, it's like three something.
Yeah.
Three something on the high. I get the high gas just to keep my car alive longer. So it'd be like, you know, the high threes. Yeah.
Is it a myth? Because I get
you
the
say it's a myth,
level.
The gas? Oh, shoot. I'm going to go back cheap then.
I'm paying $4.09 a gallon around the corner for me. And I don't even live in a swanky neighborhood. I got like a regular neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I remember them.
There's a spot in LA. It's, I forget where it exactly is. It's always the highest gas in the city. It's like this one particular gas
station.
Is it
in NoHo?
No, it's like when you first come out of Little Ethiopia. Like if you go down Fairfax, keep going down Fairfax, past Little Ethiopia, it's like this certain Shell station. It's always the highest in the city.
Isn't that by Beverly Hills?
Yes.
It's a rich area.
It's like right as you come out of Beverly Hills and kind of going towards mid-city maybe. That's it's ridiculous. Always ultra ridiculous.
There's a mobile
one gas station.
In NoHo. You know how you exit?
By the police station.
Yes.
That one, they changed management because I think that was a front for something because I didn't think anyone was pulling in there.
They were insane. Like, I would drive by, like, who's – and I would see people stop there.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's – it was like $6.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
no.
insane. Every time, whatever regular gas was, it would be like $1.50, $2 higher than that. And I would see cars, and I'm like, why are you here?
Right.
Yeah.
All like the gas stations, I can see if you're on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. That's when they pumped
that
up
mobile
gas.
Right there by the police station was insane.
I think I know what police station you're talking about now.
Yeah, the North Hollywood one. Maybe they're trying to take more money out of the city. Maybe that's where the police get their gas. I think I'm conspiracy minded, but I'm like, yo.
I mean, what you said
right.
makes sense because it was just ridiculous. So much more higher than everybody else, like to the point.
Blatantly.
Yeah, like blatantly. And I'm like, who's stopping here? And now that I think about it, I wonder why they stop. I'm gonna pull up one day. Mm-hmm. Like, can I get a 2 on 10? All of a sudden, just 2 dime bags. Flat. Oh, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Right by the police station?
Oh, yeah. It's where they get the drugs. Drugs go right there. Comes right out.
That's a whole nother episode. Man. We need Keenan in here for that.
In the tent. Yeah, man. I remember all that stuff. I remember when internet wasn't a thing. Social media wasn't a thing.
I remember comic books was mad cheap. They was under a dollar. I remember candy bars was
candy.
Like
I remember I would get Airheads.
Cent.
I would get Airheads for five cents. Then it went for 10 cents. But I could just grab them. And now, you know, they... Dollar. Yeah, it's like...
Cameron knows the price of Airheads off the
Airheads
top of
his head.
Well, that's your joint?
No, I mean, I love Airheads.
Oh, that's my stuff.
Wait, Airheads are the long tongue looking?
Yeah.
They're $1 now for one?
Not for one.
I was about to say, this is the longest they got.
But it's definitely not, you know, it ain't no 5 cents no more.
I remember when Snickers was 50 cents.
Snickers used to be 50 cents.
You know, they
cent.
Always like the premium candy bar. Yeah. It was like 50 cents. Now it's what, $1 something now?
$1 something. I remember when a bag of chips was 50 cents. Then it was like $1.
I remember they had the 25 cent bag.
Yeah. And now they a dollar or something. It's just like
they that same price if you get the box.
Yeah, well, wages haven't gone up in the past 20 years. Just the cost.
They're
of
not
everything.
Matching the inflation.
No,
at all.
That's a different show entirely. But everything
movie
goes
theaters
up.
Got disgusting.
I remember when a matinee was really a
yes.
deal. It was a deal. It was like $3. That's
now
a deal.
You got to go at 6 a.m. just
to get
the 7:50 ticket.
Just to
get ticket.
The 7. Because we used to live, I used to, like you say, I don't watch movies now, but when I was coming up on Saturdays, that's what we did. Because I'm like, for $3,
it's cheap.
Let's do it.
You'll take a gamble on the shitty movie
let's
with that
do
price.
It. I saw everything in theaters back then because I was like, yeah. Plus, I didn't want to wait the 6 months for Blockbuster to have it come out.
Oh, man. I remember it used to take movies forever to come to video. It would take forever.
But they stayed in theaters longer,
They
too.
Stayed in theaters longer
now
for
they stay
that
in
reason.
Theaters for like a month or
they
two.
They be on DVD while they still in the movie theater.
That's real.
They're like, you can rent it right now. Yes.
But back then, like, because I remember when Netflix first came out, and it was my dad was like, it's this thing where you could just order what you want.
Yeah.
And so he was bringing home movies and video games. He was like, Dad, you're the greatest dad of
Man,
all time.
I was doing it, too.
And we was getting five at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We watched whatever we wanted, played games.
Expensive package.
Yeah. And he was like, you could just do it. We was like, oh, man. So that's when we was like, the hell with Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, Dad, we need more Netflix. And then Netflix became the TV thing.
Right.
And we was like, what is this? But I remember when Netflix was new.
I remember when they debuted.
And you can order movies.
Like, send me them DVDs. They show you how to do the little thing and mail it back. I was like.
And then there was, like, we were keeping exploding. Games for a long time until we beat the game or whatever.
Right.
And then we would turn it back in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I remember all that.
Meanwhile, stuff. Blockbuster was like.
on life support.
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood. Hollywood always had, because Blockbusters didn't have the dirty section.
Yeah.
But Hollywood Videos had the black curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take a little peek.
You gotta have that adult section if you want to stay open.
That peek back
now,
there. Like,
definitely. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have that porn in there to thrive.
But that's, I was like, who was going to these? Because, like, when we turned 18, we would go to this little liquor store that had movies and then had the adult movies in the back.
Yeah.
And that environment seemed more slummy to
get
the porn.
Yeah, it's a slum setup.
But the Hollywood Video, I'm like, there are families in here.
Yeah, it's
you
real.
Coming in there getting the porn out, though?
Yeah,
it's family.
I only
candy.
Felt good renting porn from, like, the shady looking.
Yeah, I liked it when it was slummy.
That was running.
When the
down,
dude up front knew
weird.
What it was, yeah.
The dude working the counter looked like he watched porn.
Exactly. He looked like he was watching it while he ringing you up. Hey, buddy, look at, you know, I like that.
Because if it's a girl checking me out, I'm not taking the porn up there. I'm not.
Not when I was 18. I remember when I got comfortable buying condoms. I could not buy them.
I never got condoms.
I would send them to go, the girl to go get it. Like, and then one day I was like,
I never got, because I don't want people, I used to have a joke about that on stage. I don't want people knowing what I'm about to get into.
Yeah. Well, if you just buying them, like, if you got, like, I used to get mine at Costco. Mm-hmm. I'm buying these in bulk. You don't know when I'm about to use these.
Right.
And all you doing is being like, well, at least you're responsible, young
right.
man. So I'll just buy the big box and just look at them like, you damn right.
Yeah.
And I'll be back to get one.
I was always like, nah.
I like the responsibility of it.
Okay, so back to life extension. I'm going to ask you some weird questions, and you're just going to tell me if it's cool, if it's not cool, and why. Okay. Should brain transplants become a thing? Is it okay to transplant your brain into a young body like we transplant organs now?
Where'd you get in a young body from?
Yeah. Nah.
That's my first question. Yeah. How are you acquiring the young body?
What if?
Because then it's going to turn into a situation where
they're
just going to be taking
kids.
People against their will just to get the body. This is going to be some real life horror movie shit.
So no.
Where's Maya at? She been missing. And some old dude is in your body now.
Yeah. Skating around just on at the gym.
Oh, this is fantastic. And I'm a woman now.
Oh no. No. Not cool.
Nah, I'm not with
I'm good. I'm good on that.
Is it okay to upload your consciousness into a robot like surrogates?
Well, I feel more comfortable doing that than another human.
I wouldn't do that.
So I'm not really tripping on that.
Because what if I didn't even sign up on this?
Like your family put you on a robot?
Like what if I didn't even, we just wanted you around. I don't want to be here. You know what I mean? Like, no. They just put me in because we couldn't handle your death. Well, I'm pulling my own plug.
Now look at me.
And what if they put
me
in a body I didn't like? Yeah.
get it, pop. And then you're done. But I'm more comfortable with that than the other one.
I just feel like we are supposed to be here for a certain amount of time. Once your time
stop
is
being
up,
greedy.
Get
out
of
here. Go on the next journey. It's
yeah. What if you have like cancer? It's okay to treat cancer, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in going too early. You know what I mean?
If you're in a lot of pain and all of that, that's a different. But if you're just out here being greedy, I just want to live just to live. And
yeah, that's just
this
some
money.
Egomaniac, like, yeah. You know. And you think you that important to stay? Because
I would like to swap my consciousness if I'm suffering in the hospital. Like, put me in there. Yeah. If they just die.
Professor X style. Because I got a feeling the people who want to do this, we don't need them here. Mm. I got a feeling the people who have the money and the power to do this, they don't need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They are the type of people that's messing stuff up, and y'all need to go. So I don't.
Just get your ass out of
go.
Here, man. You had a good run. You
yeah,
made money.
Just go. And if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, that's your fault. We all knew when we got here, you got one life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do, man.
Can't take your money with you, playboy.
You know what I mean?
You know?
They need to cut all that out.
Sick of it.
So, and it's just always bad. Every sci-fi movie we've seen, it never goes well. Whether it's robots, whether it's subconscious, it backfires every time.
Mm-hmm.
So just go. We're not supposed to mess with this stuff.
Up, man. There's going to be zombies out here.
We're not supposed to be messing with this stuff. Just go. Do your time and go.
That's interesting. All right, the last question, cool or not cool. Is it okay to have life extension treatments that are not covered by regular health care so that only the wealthy
no.
can afford them?
No, man.
For them, the people
nothing.
That need to go. They need to go.
Get your ass out of here, man. If you rich and watching this, get your ass out of here.
Go. Get out.
You had a good time,
do
man.
Do something else with your money.
You made the money. Give me some.
Yeah.
You want to do something exciting? Fund me.
Please.
So for people at home, if you want to answer any of these questions, feel free to answer them in the comment section. If you think it's cool to transplant your brain into another human or a robot or an iPhone, just let us know.
I'll do the robot, though.
A robot?
I mean, I'd be like, put me in there. Let's see what happens. If I don't like it, make sure y'all unplug me.
It those wouldn't be that much of a change wishes. For me. They'd be like, he still ain't got no emotion. Man. This Chop. Is still stupid.
Explain your logic.
Oh, I'd be worse then as a robot.
It does not compute.
I'd be all analytical. It just does not make sense.
Did you see the Whitney Cummings sex robot that she has? Or I'm not saying it's a sex robot, but there's a robot of Whitney Cummings out there.
Mm.
And so this is for, because people do make robots now.
Yeah. Some of them be looking all right.
So if they could make like a Keon version that was like that.
No, that's weird. I mean, it looks dope, but that's weird. I wouldn't
want crazy.
Keon robot.
Is she signed off on this?
She brought her on Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she was talking about how there was a thread of people who owned the robot. And there's different settings you can have, like argumentative, nice, jealous, like all these things.
I mean.
If there was supposed to be two of me, I would have had a twin. I fought them off.
So you wouldn't get a clone or anything like that?
Nah, I don't know.
People clone their pets.
When I was little, I used to want one, but I just wanted somebody to like play one-on-one with and stuff like that. I was like, how good am I? Like, am I really? Yeah. I used to want to be like, could I stop my own moves? Like, that was it. It wasn't for just like.
I never thought about another me that much.
It was all sports. Yeah. Everything was all sports. Like, just like, you know. That was it.
I thought about it from a multiplicity standpoint, was just like, I'm so busy, I need the time to do this. And then, other than that, it was never like a long thought, like, man, wish there was a clone of me.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't know. I just.
And we would have silly conversations, like me and Sabrina, was like, would you smash the clone? You know what I'm saying?
Would you smash the clone?
If Cardi had a clone, I'm smashing. I'm smashing both same time.
I'm smashing both. You know,
yeah,
what if the clone is not cool? What if the clone is a jerk or evil?
Well,
what
they got to do? It'd be a one and done smash.
But if it's a clone of her, then she'd be into me too. I'm all in.
You can't get mad. It was you.
Yeah.
But you can't smash someone's identical twin sister.
No, because that's a different person.
But this clone is genetically identical. That's you.
It's exactly
that's you.
But so is an identical twin. They're genetically the same.
Wow. Damn it.
Yeah, the brain got different. The clone is the same brain.
No, the clone is
once
the same
clone,
brain.
Once the clone is made, then everything from that point on is new thought and new thing. It's like multiplicity.
Well, right now the way they clone people is they empty out an egg and they put a full cell in, so it's from infanthood.
Oh, I don't have time to wait on that.
That's a long wait.
Yeah.
Technically, Yeah.
It's true.
That's crazy. They're the same person. But you can't smash the sister. That's still a sister.
It's a sister, so yeah, a clone is a sister. Sibling.
But this clone is
the
just,
clone is a clone.
But the clone is like, you wasn't even here.
Now it's creepy. I'll pass on this. Now it's pedophilia.
Well, it doesn't have to be from her. It could be a... Because right now, like, we don't know. People can take DNA from anybody and then go to a third world country, get a surrogate. There could be clones of all kinds of people running around.
Could be.
That's crazy.
We have the technology for it.
I wonder if they would be the same. Like, let's say you cloned Michael Jackson. Would he be as talented as the other one?
You need Joe Jackson.
Yeah, so you'd have to clone Joe to beat him into the into
Beat
him in the superstar.
Joe Jackson, like, I've been waiting for this.
Is
he still alive?
No, he died.
Oh, he passed. Okay, I got confused.
Oh man, that's so messed up.
We didn't do
that.
That
is
last
so
time.
Messed up. Okay, Poli asks, "How do you feel about this name?
Is it your brother?
Is that your brother?
Where is it?
Poli.
Oh no, I don't know who that is."
How do you feel about LeVar Ball calling his oldest son, Lonzo Ball, damaged goods after asking LeVar to change the name of their family brand?
Yo, LeVar. Okay, I was a fan. I watched all the episodes of the show. And I was a fan of LeVar. My problem with him now is that your kids are now grown. You have done your job. It's time to let go.
Sit your ass down.
You're done, bro. You did a great job. None of your kids have been in trouble. You're going to have two kids guaranteed in the league, maybe a third. You won. Sit down.
You beat the game.
You won.
Sit your ass down.
And it's like, when I watched that episode, and I've been watching the episode leading up to it, and basically Lonzo is 21. Lonzo is a father. Lonzo's in the league. Lonzo is a grown man. And LeVar is not understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a grown man. So he has his own opinion. So they button heads because that's what happened. I used to butt heads with my dad when I got into college and stuff. I'm like, bruh. So basically he asked, you know, he was like, I want you to do the brand. He was like, I don't want to do it right now. And they brought in a new guy after they got their money stole and everything, and they brought a new guy, and then Lonzo was like, what he think? He was like, it don't matter what he think. I'm a, you know, blah, blah. And Lonzo was making me laugh. He's like, you got it. All right. Like, he's at a point where I don't have to argue anymore. Mm. Like, I'm an adult. I don't have to deal with this. And he's like, just change it, or maybe we should change the name because, you know, and it wasn't LeVar's money that got took. It was Lonzo's money that got took. So he's still mad and hurt over that. He's like, well, let's change the name. Nah, the name is what it is, and what if I called you change your name because you've been damaged good for the last 2 years. It's like, that's a personal shot that you took at your child.
Right.
Like, why? And then they showed another piece where he was shooting with Jello, and he was like, at least you ain't got that broke-ass shot like your brother. Like, you're making it personal. Like, you're mad at your son because he's not listening to you anymore, and your ego is so big.
Right.
And it's so, like, I'm used to being, yes, they listen to you because they were your children. That's what they do. But they don't have to anymore.
Right.
And he can't handle it. Like, he can't handle, like, they want to go live with Lonzo for the summer. He was like, oh, y'all leaving? Yes, they are grown men. They're out. And then they showed in the show, though, the way they didn't have to do this. But right after Jello told him, I'm going to go live with Lonzo to work with his trainer and everything, he was like, oh, all right. And then Melo did whatever he's doing. So the next clip, they showed him eating breakfast by himself.
They're petty for that. This is giving like, a shot of eating.
I understood why they did that, because they was like, this is your life now, and I don't think he's ready to, like, you got grown. You won, bro. Like, you won. You raised three grown, well-adjusted, popular.
You did your job,
sit man. Sit down and let them. If they want to do whatever, they will. But they don't have to listen. I think he has a big problem with they don't listen to me anymore.
What show is this?
And they don't have to. Ball and the Family. It's their reality show.
And you got to take a lot of that stuff with a grain of salt, too. Because a lot of it's just for entertainment.
Scripted.
Yeah.
But Lonzo's interviews aren't for entertainment. And his Instagram ain't for entertainment. So you know, like, so he was, he's done. Like, and I don't have to do this anymore.
Right.
Like, and it's not even like, it's not a big deal. All LeVar has to do is step back. Like, it's not a big.
They're not like, you're out, Dad.
Yeah. Like, just chill out, bro. We don't want to do it no more. We don't want to do this. And we have our own.
It's hard to get out of that gear when the gear got him here. Yeah. That's how he's looking at it as a dad.
He is. He's like, and he said that. He was like, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't. But I pushed. But it's like, bro.
But you pushed us here. We in the NBA.
That's your job, though. Shit. You did. I don't think your job is done. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't. You got to let your kids, especially your boys, you got to let your men be men. You got to let them. If your job as a father is to raise men to do, and you did that.
Right.
Move. Like, let go.
You won the game.
Stop.
Bro.
They don't have to listen to you.
You saved the princess in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. And I get that it's probably hard to get out of parent mode. But I was like, this is the point in their lives where they should be buddies. They shouldn't be shouldn't be father son anymore. Mm-hmm. When we got older, we started hanging out with our dad. It wasn't like do what I say, do. It was more like, hey, what you doing? We gonna come pick you up,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, we in charge of the radio. You take this, you know, and then we go hang out. It wasn't. We'll even pay for it. You know, it's not. We hanging out. It's no more. He's just come over on like when me and Keith had our apartment. He would just pull up, come watch movies with us, whatever, chill. It wasn't like a, you know, do what I say no more.
Yeah,
like, that's done.
Or equals.
Yeah, and I think LeVar's just, he's got a lot of ego and he's emotional about his kids growing up, because those are two shots. I was like, that's trash, bro. Mm-hmm. And I've been a fan of his and supporter, and I'm like, that's trash. And he's so stuck up on this brand. And Shannon Sharp was like, why don't you just sell clothes then? Mm-hmm. You don't have to sell shoes. Because the shoes was like the biggest complaint, you know, and that's a lot of people blame Lonzo's injury on those
crappy
shoes. Did
the shoes get better looking?
Oh, no.
They were quality-wise and looks-wise, they were never that good.
Mm-hmm. It was
and
trash.
So Lonzo went on a podcast, was like, man, I was changing the shoes like four times a game because they kept ripping, they was busting, yada, yada, yada. So, like, just don't sell the shoes.
How much were the shoes?
It's expensive. Like, he was selling them for like $400 or $500.
Oh, hell no, man.
Yeah, and they was trash. And now it's probably just like a collector's item, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, and even with the business, you did that. You did what you had to do.
You looking at the...
Yeah. Maya's face looking at the shoes. Yeah, I thought that was whack. But he needs to let go. That's all. And it happens. I don't even read too much into it because, like I said, I got into it with my dad when I was in college. And he was like, where you going? I was like, why are you checking up on me? Like, why are you asking me where I'm going and what I'm doing? Well, you stay with me for the summer. I need to know. I'm a grown man. Those conversations, you feel me? You let the boys, you hang out with your boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let them.
Even though I'll be like, you know, they turn their back on me. That's I did my job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just be one that, like, you know, on the game nights, I'll just be like, y'all want to go? Y'all free? It's never like, you going.
Yeah.
But if you say you're going to do something, I'm going to throw you on the grill if you flake. That's everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I have some pictures of the shoes.
No, I remember I made a video shredding them shoes.
Them shoes is trash.
Man.
Why do people wear Balenciaga? I don't get it.
Those shoes are way too expensive to be even.
They're ugly. This is what I hate about fashion.
I'm sick of the ugly shoe craze.
Yeah. This is what I hate about fashion culture,
especially
like those
shoes.
Especially
if you're going to be pricing.
You are copying some rapper or some who got paid to wear that, mm-hmm. or who gets them for free.
Right.
So you spending your hard-earned money to spend up with some fashion trend, and the people that you're copying, they ain't paying for that shit?
Mm-mm.
Why?
They don't
why?
Even like them, I
They
bet
don't.
You.
I know personally a rapper who got the shoes and was just like, they just gave them to me, and they told me to wear them the next time I go to an NBA game. Mm. And they gave me stuff, and they paid me. But they don't like them. They think they're hideous. But it's like, you know. Whatever. And these people out here trying to copy them, and it's like, why?
Well, they don't know the behind the scenes, because you know the rapper, and you know how things work, and you know sponsorships, but they don't know that.
But even if you didn't know, why are you trying to copy somebody that much? Like, why are you letting somebody else influence your pockets? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's programming. All these ads are programming. And
the kids,
programming
I understand.
Off.
Completely get it.
Yeah.
Grown adults, I don't understand. At all. As a kid, yes, I was that person. Throwback jerseys, all this stuff. I'm 18. I'm like, yeah, I want to keep up with what I see in the video, yada, yada. As a grown person, what
when
you
get grown, you start to settle. You should be settling into yourself and
like,
what you like.
What are you doing, you loser? Like, why are you, really, you're 40, still
like
trying
you
to
like
wear Gucci
Asics.
Belts?
I wear Asics.
They are hideous.
I wear Asics so I can off-ice jump and not break my toes.
They're
the best parkour shoe. They're ugly.
They're terrible.
They're ugly shoes.
But you confident and comfortable in wearing them ugly ass.
Oh, you got
them? I'm wearing them right now because I got to go to the gym after this, and then I got to warm up, and then I'm going to go skate, and I don't want to break a foot.
See? That's the grown confidence.
And she's serious. Y'all didn't see her face. And I don't want to get hurt. And I got my insurance company. She was serious. Like, I got one pair of Asics because it was free. I worked at a running store, and I was like, what's the most comfortable shoe you got? And they gave them Asics felt fantastic. I don't wear them because they're hideous.
They're that bad.
They're so gross.
Asics are ugly, man.
This shoe?
Yes, look at it, man.
This shoe.
Put it on camera and let the people weigh in.
That's this shoe?
Let the people weigh in.
It's a comfortable shoe. I've had this shoe for like 6 months.
When you gotta When hey, you I'm gotta explaining. Lead with this comfortable
shoes. She's wearing the shoes for just the.
Anytime you wear something for strictly comfort, you know they hit you.
I don't need to pick anybody up. I'm not gonna be out here in heels. I'm comfortable in myself and where I am in my life.
And that's what we want people to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not picking. I don't know if people. Some people notice, but I don't know. Oops.
Oh, that's you.
That's normally when I'm supposed to go pick him up. I don't know if some people notice. But like anytime you see my shirt, there's nothing ever on my shirts. I don't even wear brand. I don't wear brands. I wear plain shirts. I buy a pack like that comes in a color scheme maybe or whatever, and that's it.
I find myself avoiding brand labels if they're too much on the shirt. Yeah. I do like certain brands because if they feel a certain way or they make them a certain way, I like them on it. But if they put something on the shirt like a big ass,
yeah,
I'd be like, I don't want it now.
Yeah, because they're not paying you any money.
No, exactly. It's just like it's too much.
Yeah.
Or like if you do see stuff on the shirt, it's usually people I know.
Yeah.
Their brand, their merch, or my own.
And mine is mine or my friends or a black company.
Yeah.
That was like, would you mind wearing this? And I'd be like, absolutely.
Or if it's somebody I'm a fan of. Like yeah. You see me in the Nas shirt or Wu-Tang shirt because I'm really about that life. But like,
as far as these brands, like, you'll never see me in a Gucci. But
I wish I would.
If you see me in a Gucci or something,
they gave
it to me or they paid me to do it.
Yeah.
Even if they gave it to you,
I'm not rocking with Gucci right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Especially
they
after.
They kiss my ass.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't support.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Do you want another question or?
We an hour and 5 in. We done.
Okay.
Sick of this. But thank y'all for listening. If you do have questions, ask us in the YouTube comment section. We'll tackle them on the show. Thank y'all for listening, of course. Thanks for sharing this. Thanks for pulling up. You can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything.
KeonPoley.com and then at Keon Poley on everything.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my merch up on my site soon.
Yeah.
So,
you can order it from wherever you want.
T-shirts.
You know what I'm saying?
And bands.
Yeah, man. And all right, y'all. We out.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.